Casting Network.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord, 2019. Hope everybody's having a nice, peaceful Saturday morning and enjoying life. We have Rick and Ori on the line as usual. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
All right. So how are you two doing this morning?
24 hours of rain. Everything's fine.
I thought yesterday I was going to have to pull out my mask and fins and snorkel just to go check the mail, but sent my grandson instead. He's a good swimmer.
I don't know how we're ever going to get rid of this moisture now. I mean, this place is just absolute mess.
Well, it is. And, you know, and here's the whole thing, folks. Look for grain to go way up. Corn, soy, cotton, price is going to go up. It's typical supply and demand. There's a lot of crops that are not going to be planted this year. Actually, millions, if not tens of millions of acres, are not going to be planted this year.
Yeah, well, so there you go.
Let your conscience be your guide, folks.
Well, so, I'm telling you that at 50 pounds of rice, still $15 at Sam's Club and Costco. So, you know, if you're a clever dude, I do that. There's nothing keeping you from exactly 25 pounds fits in a white food grade bucket from Lowe's. You can get 25 pounds in each bucket. I have long since forgotten how many meals is in a 25-gallon bucket of rice. It's a bunch. And mixed with a little raccoon meat, you've got a pretty decent meal.
That's for sure. You got some flour, you can make some gravy even.
Oh, man, yeah, a little cracked black pepper. Yeah, you can have shepherd pie there.
Absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with that, buddy. So, Lori, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, not a whole lot. Really, I mean, you know.
Okay, nothing you're looking at in particular?
No.
Okay.
I am looking at three smelly raccoons. Because I'm not just looking at them, I've got smell-o-vision too going. Yesterday, because it's been raining for 24 hours, I was forced to do some things that I wanted to do forever. Did you like that joke?
So I'm cleaning, I know the feeling.
I'm cleaning the garage, you know, and in between raindrops, I'm changing the oil in my wife's vehicle, but, you know, I'm doing it in eight parts because I get 5 minutes of dry time, 5 minutes of rain. So, you know, after a couple hours of that, my pants are soaking wet, but my shirt's still dry because, never mind. So I'm in the garage working. I'm painting a little box that's been out here for a year for the grandkids' playroom. And I keep hearing this weird sound. But we've been having rolling thunder. And a lot of times when we have rolling thunder, even though it's daytime, the tree frogs will answer it. It's not unusual around here to have the tree frogs respond to rolling thunder. And it keeps up, but it sounds like it's right here in the garage with me. And I'm kind of like, well, you know, it's not necessarily unusual for a tree frog to get in here. So So after about half an hour of this, I think, well, it's under these. We got typical wooden stairs going in the house. Three steps, wooden stringers, wooden right. stair treads. I said, well, it sounds like it's under the stairs. So I'm over and I get on all my knees and I see four eyeballs. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Frogs aren't this big, not even here. So I turn on the flashlight on my phone and stick it in there. And sure enough, baby raccoons in there talking like mad, just chattering away like chipmunks. So anyway, I tied a dip net to the end of the broom and got them. Well, I thought there was two. Got them, and as I'm putting them in a cage, I can hear screaming in the corner, something really angry this time, and I left one behind. So I got three stinky little raccoons in here, and later today I'm going to have to get them out of here, or I'll just wind up having to shoot them in a year. Because we got right. a little raccoon, we got a raccoon problem out here that is second to none. You know, every single night you leave suet out, they eat it. They turn over the bird feeders and eat the black oil sunflower seeds, and just ridiculous. Anyway, I digress. So that's what's on my mind. Other than $60 oil and farming. Also, I would like to mention another one of my favorites. If you're going to put something in buckets, and I've said it before, but I know, you know, people tend to forget or put off, but the potato flakes are also mm-hmm. another wonderful carb that that goes well in a bucket. They're lighter in general than rice. So, you know, if I 5-gallon bucket of rice weighs 25 pounds. Potato flakes in a full might only weigh 10 or 15. It's noticeably, it's air, you know, it's lighter. But you know, once again, and the jury's still out around here, you know, potatoes have been a little difficult to grow around here, and I don't know why exactly. But although I'm trying to turn the corner on that chapter, and we'll know in the next couple of weeks whether or not I got away with it. But, you know, in the end, my goodness, potato flakes are just about as cheap as rice and store really super-duper well. So
right.
if we're going to have food problems, there isn't any reason why you can't, you know, grab some potato flakes. They come from Orida, or if you could find a wholesaler and get it, the big bags, you know, I don't... Actually, a big bag, which would be normally look like a 50-pound bag, probably only weighs 30 pounds because it's so fluffy. But,
right.
I mean, if you can lay your hands on the big quantities, my goodness, you get a real good deal on it. So you might want to look into those two things. From that point, all you're really required is to have a vegetable garden and any kind of protein source, and you're in there. So,
you know, Rick, there's another thing that stores really good in airtight containers, and that's barley.
I actually put up some barley, but you rarely use it, even though it is just absolutely delicious when cooked into a stew with chicken. Chicken barley is one of the, even Campbell's soup, I believe, makes chicken barley and beef barley in their cans.
Right.
It is good. It's really good and good for you. Slower burning in your system than potatoes. You know, for those people who are hypoglycemic, they tend to dodge potatoes and they go to brown rice. But barley is, brown rice and barley are slow burning carbs that they last a long time in your system. They don't burn up like potatoes do.
Well, what I like about barley is it's cheap, and you can buy it at feed store, and there ain't nothing wrong with eating it. You know, straight from feed store, 50-pound bags.
Well, I meant to bring this up last week. The feed store by me used to carry non-GMO whole corn, but they haven't been able to it lately, and I don't know why. And she said, wow, but you know, the stuff's really pricey. And I said, like what? And she goes, well, like $15 for a 50-pound bag. And I'm like, oh, okay, if you can find some, I'll give you 20. You know, I'm like, that's 50 pounds. Yeah, that's pricey for you? I guess if you're giving it to horses, you know, eat like a horse, right? I guess if you're giving it to horses, it doesn't go as far as you're giving it to people. But you know, whole corn also.
Ground corn.
Is a great thing, this ground corn, whole corn, yeah. But, you know, the deal, of course, the corn particularly is that it's going to have nits in it, obviously.
So, yeah, but when you cook it, that doesn't make any difference.
Oh, no, but they'll consume it. If you just put it in a bucket without oxygen absorbers, they will consume it while the bucket is closed. They'll eat the whole nine yards. So if you store something like a whole grain like that, you better use oxygen absorbers in there because, of course, as we all know, and I hate to keep going over these things, takes the oxygen inside the Mylar bag all the way down to 1.5%, and nothing can exist at that point. The nits are in there, but they're quite dead. So in that case, now you've got food that would store probably for 25 years. Also, if you've got one around the Bishop's storehouse, they seem to be able to can, and they're actually canning, dry packing beans, and I've said this before, dry packing beans cheaper than I can do it. If I buy 50 pounds of beans, use Mylar oxygen absorbers and 5-gallon buckets, they're actually selling them cheaper than I can do them myself. So
I believe that.
Not the rice. The rice, it's cheaper if you do it, but for the beans, and I don't know why the difference, they must be getting them in such large quantities that they're able to pass the savings along, but it isn't worth buying their canned rice. It doesn't work financially. But the beans, if you can find the Bishop's storehouse, which is Mormon, what do they call it? Latter-day Saints, maybe? The LDS. You can get a heck of a deal on beans, and they're going to be packed in the big number 10 cans, the institutional size, which you see in like cafeterias, those big cans. So, you know, if you can lay your hands on those, that's a really, really good financial arrangement right there.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, Rick. Yeah, we've got to get up there in your neck of the woods here soon and pick up some of that before the prices go stupid.
Yeah, well, that would be in the North County area. You know, from where you're going, you'd have to scoot north all the way out to the outer rim, the Highway 270. Right through North County, runs right through Ferguson, famous Ferguson, Missouri.
That don't bother us.
This place would be, it's nice and quiet during the day. This place would be a little north and west of there, about 10 minutes west on the highway. But believe it or not, I think they're only open on Mondays, but by appointment any other day. So if you call them, they'll let you step in. They're always there, believe it or not. They're always there canning. But they're only open to the public, I think, you know, for selling their stuff on Monday. Interestingly enough, they used to have canning classes for all humans, but over the last couple of years, they have closed it down to all but church members, which, you know, I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. But, you know,
Be demand, you know, demand might be really high and they're going to take care of their own first.
Yes, it may well be. And I could certainly understand that. You can obviously learn to can any other numbers of ways without going, without going and in their facility, what kind of canned product, but actually using.
You're breaking up, Rick.
Let me stand up. I think they're using the class members, you know, who come in from anywhere as help for canning the stuff they sell. I think so. Right. You were not only helping them to create a product, but you were learning. So that was, I'm sure that's what was going on. But, you know, then again, you know, are the volunteers really quick enough and adept enough, you know, to be of any use in that endeavor? I have no clue. But
right.
So what else would we discuss? There are obviously hundreds of things we could talk about.
Well, real quick, Rick, let's go into the central bankers losing control of paper, gold, and silver, or at least paper gold for sure. It appears to me that they lost control of their suppression efforts. Now, let's put this, and Rick, I'm going to ask you to put this in terms of what that means to our listeners, if you don't mind.
I probably don't.
So, you
laugh
out of worry, she's muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think everybody is caught on by now that the central banks have been suppressing precious metals for decades. And of
right.
course, just to put it in incredibly simple terms, they're doing it so that you don't see precious metals as a viable alternative to their phony fiat money system. They don't want you
right.
to see precious metals as a place to put money. They want you to use their products, that which would be debt-based products. And I could go on and on, but you know, even the U.S. dollar is basically an IOU. Stocks.
Oh yeah, it says it right on it.
Debt. All the stocks and bonds. Once again, debt. They're going to. We'll get to the rate cut here in a second. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I know, you know, folks basically find that kind of thing boring. But what we're trying to do here is draw a link between this boring stuff and your preparedness efforts, because there is a direct cause and effect. The reason, you know, other
yes.
than, you know, just having a button busting pride in your skills, which is good. I mean, it's great. You should know how to do things.
Right.
There's a self-defense mechanism here. You know, if you don't know how to take care of yourself and your family and something does go wrong, boy, that's going to be a shame and embarrassing and a bunch of other stuff, and not to mention the fact possibly deadly, but we don't want to necessarily fear-monger. But so with respect to the as the natural cycle of the destruction of the fiat system is taking place, money from Fidelity Investments and all these major BlackRock and all these huge firms that are pushing around billions of your dollars, they have to put it somewhere. They can't just take it out and put it under the bed. So what they are doing is they're fleeing the stock market and they're running to bonds. And in running to bonds, they're collapsing the bond market. And they're inverting the yields. Inverting
big
the
time.
Yields. Yeah, right. It means that the short term debt pays you more interest than the long term debt. That's all that it means. Your 3 month bond, which is a loan to the government for little interest and very little, about half of what's inflation, is bigger than the 10-year. So you know, And the more bonds these large institutions buy, the more upside down the yield curve gets, indicating, now, this does not cause the collapse. What's going to cause the collapse is everyone getting frightened and getting out of the stock market as they can see.
Right, loss of faith.
It's a tell. This is a tell that something is going wrong, the fact that the bond market is inverting, and it's inverting because people are fleeing. So,
hold on that thought, Rick. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've just been chit-chatting this morning, and Tim, just before we left, you were trying to say something before the break, and you got kind of...
All I was going to say, folks, just so you know, we have a guest in the second hour, top second hour, Don Wiskin, CEO of and CFO of Extendivite, heartdrop2000.com. He is our only official sponsor right now, and he's going to be on for a half hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about Extendivite. But anyway, Rick, let's go ahead and finish up your thoughts before we start taking callers. We were talking about what's going on financially and what it means to our listeners.
Yeah, so as not to lose everybody's interest, let me see if I can sum this up as quickly as I can. So the central banks want you to buy their products. They want you basically addicted to their debt so that when the system does collapse, you go down with the ship. That's what they want. And then,
right,
believe it or not, they'll actually make money off that. But
sure they
what
will.
Is happening, yeah, well, they will. They do. They always do. What is happening here is that, and they've been doing this for years, anytime they dump tremendous loads of paper contracts, these are derivatives contracts, of SLV, which is the which is the spider. It's a derivative that controls contracts for silver. When they dump that all in 5 minutes on a Monday morning, it smacks the price of silver down. And
right.
They do that on purpose. But what they've been doing, especially people like Morgan Stanley, who have accumulated possibly as much as 1 billion ounces of physical silver, they run in at that point and they buy the physical silver with the profits they use to smack it down.
Right.
But what's been happening here lately, as they're losing the ability to do this, as they smack it down, people who have been catching on to their stunt are rushing in as well, and they're buying it
right.
too, forcing the price back up. And that,
correct.
Humorously enough, is causing what I think is a very comical moment. It's the oh crap moment that we've been waiting for with the central banks, where they realize that people are catching on to their little scheme and they're joining in. And what will happen is at some point, as demand outstrips their ability to smack the metal down, eventually it's going to break out and leave, which means that, gold could go to 4,000, 6,000, 10,000, 30,000, no one knows, which doesn't mean anything because gold's not going anywhere. What you're looking at is the dollar itself plunging, which means that, like Tim and I were talking about for the show, even if you had an ounce of gold to sell and you sold it for $10,000, the problem that you have is that now that the dollar is completely worthless, you take that dollar and go to try to buy something with it, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't go anywhere. You've got a real problem on your hands now. So store rice and potato flakes. That sums it up.
Yeah, the reality is, folks, gold and silver is, in my opinion, for after the reset. Yes, I think, having a couple hundred ounces of silver is a good thing for barter during the reset. Gold I would hang on to for after the reset. An ounce of gold 10 years from now, it's going to buy the same thing it buys today. That's the bottom line. The value stays within a certain range. And, it's a finite resource. Who knows? Somebody might strike a huge vein somewhere that drops the price of gold by, say, 5%. But, it's very unlikely that will happen. But, which only thing you're doing with buying gold and silver is preserving your wealth. That's all you're doing. Now, if you don't need financial advice on buying gold and silver, if you understand what's going on, there's a ton of companies out there that are selling gold for $15 over spot and silver for $1 to $2 over spot. You're paying for their service of shipping it to you and procuring it for you. If you need financial advice, I would go with Gold Wealth Financial, Steve Hunt. No, he's no longer our sponsor, but he's still a very fine man, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So, you might want to talk to him, especially if you're wanting to convert an IRA or something like that. Anyway, you folks can start calling in now if you don't mind waiting online 2 or 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll start taking your calls and comments. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to within reason. And we'll be back. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Guys, we actually have a caller. We have Jerry in Texas on line 9. Good morning.
Morning, Jerry. Hello, Jerry. You there, buddy?
I'm here. Oh, I had it on mute, and I couldn't get it off.
I know the feeling.
I didn't want to be in there and get on too early and have roosters give out their call signs. But anyway, sound me like y'all need to go in the rice farming business up there. But all that rain.
Yeah, that's a fact. By the way, Jerry, don't take off before I get to mention the DMSO situation. I saw your email. I just haven't responded, I don't think.
Not a problem. You're talking about the financial.
Yep.
Well, did you see this? I'm sure you have seen this deal with Facebook and Google and I don't know who all it is. What is it, Libra?
Fiat.
You need to read that.
It's a Bitcoin-like deal. They're going to have their own wallet and, you know, basically just like Bitcoin, except I think there's more controls and they're going to make more money. by tracking what people buy and stuff like that. Is Bitcoin without the privacy?
Yeah, Amazon, Facebook, I think Twitter's in on it, Microsoft.
Of course they are.
I don't know if eBay, PayPal's going to jump in on the act or not, because they've got their own little deal going that's pretty good. But, it's rather curious about how that's going. And I called to talk to Chris, I guess he was, Pinkley, Road Warrior, the other day. And I asked him, I said, hadn't thought about it till he brought it up. I'd seen it the day before. I said, whatever happened to this BRICS money that was it's going to come out, to replace the petrol dollar? So it kind of died on the vine. But my question is on this Libra, and I don't know, I'm probably getting way off the subject with you folks today, but the World Bank and International Money Fund and CFR, and these people, I'm curious to know what their reaction is to this announcement.
I think they're going to wait and see, Jerry. From what I can tell, it's a wait and see type thing. Now, I'm not even sure the International Settlements Bank, Bank of Settlements, whatever you call it. I'm not even sure if they're acknowledging Bitcoin yet. In a way, they have to eventually, but I don't know the answer to your question, really.
Well, I have not seen any of that. They have not announced this, and they, come out and had all these answers to all these questions, but nobody asked the big question. Well, what about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Bushes and
if they don't control it, they don't like it.
Well, exactly. Unless they're behind it.
I have a quasi answer. I mean, it's kind of a sideways answer, tongue in cheek answer. But they won't like it, like Tim says. But they would like it if they had their own SDR, their own coin. They had their own Fed coin. Then they would like it just fine. So they probably view it as another social experiment that they're going to copy when they finally take over the world. So, in simple terms.
Well, Facebook's the one that come out and announced it. So, and there's been a lot of debates on who is actually Facebook. I know one thing, Facebook is dangerous. I do not have anything to do with Facebook. I dropped my account here several years ago. I just got tired of all these people that were friends of friends of friends and friends that might want to get to know you and add them to your add you to their list.
Right.
I'm surprised that RBN and what have you is not tied up with Facebook.
Well, they're trying to sell advertising, so they're going to, they'll probably weirdly making a deal with the devil. I did, however, see an interesting situation that more or less flies in the face of Facebook, and that is that people who are above average intelligence have very few friends, if any, which I think is funny, because when you look at these people with their goofy Facebook, what they're really doing is they're using Facebook as an alternative family or an excuse not to have your own family or whatever.
Right.
They're claiming they've got millions of friends when, in fact, if the crap ever hit the fan, I think they'd find out they'd be lucky to even have one real friend. But that's
correct.
I kind of changed the subject here, but it is humorous to think that sometimes I think the more so-called friends you've got on Facebook, probably the stupider you really are. But maybe I'm getting cruel now.
Trace Archer.
I mean,
come on.
I guess it would. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know what? There's also such a thing as tough love, and I'm all about it.
Well, you know, folks, the show itself, this show, has a Facebook page. Why do we have it?
Uh-oh.
Because it's to reach out to people that don't know about the show. Now, Lori can tell you, she runs that page. Lori can tell you more about this than I can. No, you're not. No. I don't have, I mean, I had to open a personal Facebook account, but I, to set up the Facebook account for the show. But I the other day I wanted to post something on the show's Facebook. I never did get it posted, and I can't even figure out how to get in the damn thing. So, you know, I'm not stupid. I just can't figure out how to get in it. So,
well, you know, it took me forever to resign from or get removed from Facebook. To wade through it, you know, to get off of it. I finally did, but, you know, it's so easy to sign up, but it sure is hard to get away from them. But I don't know. It just scares me, makes me nervous as to how easily some of this stuff, we get manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
And what people say about themselves out there. I mean, they could grief. You know, they post things that...
I don't want to know that. Yeah, I hear you.
No, you know.
Well, you know what?
Anyway.
You know, there have been, when you go to apply for a job, there are so many questions now that you can't ask people. I mean, you can't ask them, you know, how many times they've been married. You can't ask them if they smoke. You can't ask any of this. So what these people have done now is to try to work their way around all of these restrictions. Two things, they, you know, first of all, they go straight to your social media.
I don't know what that was, folks. Apologize, but I don't know what it was.
That was Tuba Skinny. That was, there is a, and the other thing they do is they walk into your car so that they can look inside and they get to smell it and see if you've been smoking, and they can look and see if you've got 3 weeks worth of food trash on the floor. And I mean, but so, you know, so yeah, I mean, you're leaving tracks all over the place with your social media. You're just, now, I cannot recommend this for any reason at all, for none. In fact, if I had to say something to you, I'd say, get a real family. You know, just, my God, put down the phone and talk to the people at your dinner table. Quit trying to dream up some phony posse out there that wouldn't walk across the street to pee on you if you were in flames in lieu of the family sitting right in front of you. Just grow up. Sorry, I went crazy there.
Well, the thing is, you're right, Rick. You really are. You know, that's the sad part. And I think a lot of people, not everybody, but I really think a lot of people on Facebook do exactly what you are saying. I really do.
Well, I'm painting with a very wide brush, I know. But, you know, what I would say, if the shoe seems to be fitting, you might want to get yourself some black Converse tennis shoes or something. But it's up to you. Of course, it's up to you. It's always up to you.
Right. I agree. Well, Jerry, did you have anything else, buddy?
Maybe that sound was him going dead.
Maybe so.
Maybe he lost his cell. Well, see, that's what you get for talking smack on Facebook. They'll get you no matter what you did. Yeah. I did not, hopefully he's out there somewhere. I did not get to address the DMSO thing.
Well, go ahead and put it out there. He can always listen to the archives, Rick, even if he can't hear you right now.
Right. I will put this into outer space and he can go get it later. The DMSO is basically, they did the same thing. The government did the same thing to DMSO that they did with B-17 Laetril and so many other things that I think are beneficial. They made it so that it's not supposedly fit for human consumption, and then
and you don't consume it. I mean, human use, but although some people do drink it, but I cannot suggest it.
No.
But you know, when you get an organ donor, they travel with your organ floating in this stuff. So if it's this deadly, what's your new heart doing floating in it? But anyway, I digress. So this stuff, they have it, you know, you can buy it at equine centers, and it's basically, for the most part, it's for use on horses. And we talked right. about this before on the show, but it is insane what this stuff can do in terms of pushing things subcutaneously. It's an almost an instantaneous painkiller. I've said this before, if you get a painful injury or a cut or anything like that, here's a perfect example. Ingrown toenail, okay. Very aggravating, very, very aggravating. Part of the problem is that, you know, this is going to get infected down in that crack where it's very difficult to get things to go. Well, guess what will go there like almost instantly? So what you do is you put some hydrocortisone or some antibiotic in that crack, push it down in there with a sharp butcher knife. I'm kidding. Use something that's not too terribly dangerous, and then put a drop or two of DMSO on top of that. And what that will do is it will take that, whatever you're putting on there, and it will carry it not just down into the crack, but deep into your tissues. And you would be amazed. You can heal up an infected toe or something like that in a day if you just do it like twice. It's like a miracle. Now, of course, you know, I don't know anybody who has experienced any negative effects in the use of DMSO, and there are tons of YouTubes out there. Yeah, there's lots and lots of YouTubes out there on the subject, and I'd say, you know, be your own doctor. Don't let me do it. But I'll tell you, there are times when I just have got to have the stuff. If I'm traveling, I'll take a little bottle of it. I mean, there's just times when you really do need it for just first aid stuff. I mean, it really is handy. It speeds everything way up. So,
right.
Yeah, and if, you know, if you sprain an ankle or something, you put that in, I think somebody said, you know, wrap it up as a poultice. You cannot do that. It's a solvent, and if you try to wrap that up, you'll burn your skin, so don't do that. Just apply it with a cotton ball. Apply it with a cotton ball and be done with it. If you want to do it, you know, every couple hours, well, go ahead, but do not try to poultice any solvents at all, because it's going to screw your skin up pretty good. So, they'll say, oh, no, not fit for human use. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and gold and silver aren't fit for human use, and B17 Laetril isn't, and all that. So, you know, the problem is that the people that are giving this advice, you know, Big Pharma, they've got a dog in the fight. So, you know, can you really believe what's coming out of their mouth? I doubt it. But once again, watch the YouTubes and decide for yourself. But one of the things interesting about it is its unbelievable ability to push hydrocortisone, which is an anti-inflammatory. So it has a way, it pushes everything, but when I say pushes it, I mean it makes it inside your skin. But
right.
Its ability to move hydrocortisone is unusual. So, you know, if you've got some kind of an issue and you want some hydrocortisone on something, let's say a bee sting or whatever it is, and you put some DMSO on top of the hydrocortisone, it takes it subcutaneous very quickly. So I guess we pretty much covered that deal.
Okay. Well, we got about a minute before the break. Where do we want to go next?
Well, we got Don Wiskin coming up?
After this next segment, yes, we do.
After the break?
Yeah, no? After the break, that's correct.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I talked to Don yesterday. He should be calling in right at 11.
Well, here's something I can say in 30 seconds.
Or not,
It's been raining, oh, raining, and now it's fixing to get hot, and that means humidity. And if I don't get out there pretty quick with some antifungal spray on the squashes, on the cukes, and the zucchinis and all that kind of thing, I'm going to have powdery mildew everywhere. So there are any number of antifungals that you can use. Anything for roses, you know, like a liquid copper and all that kind of thing works very well. If you want to look up the YouTube, you can also use baking soda solutions, but you better get the amounts right. You don't want to burn your leaves up.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call in numbers 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, guys, what are we talking about now for the next few minutes before our guest?
Oh, okay. Well, start with Jerry, if you're listening. I'm sorry we had phone problems, buddy. RBN's got to do what RBN's got to do, everything working. Maybe you want to give us a call in a half hour or so. Maybe the phone situation will straighten up. Anyway, Rick, let's talk a minute, if it's okay with you. This is something I have a lot of questions about. I've never done it. Root cellars. Do you have any experience in that area?
I have no root cellar. I have to use essentially a cordoned off spot or a dedicated spot for that. But yeah, root cellar is a wonderful thing. But of course, you know, all it's really going to do is keep your stuff at or around 55 degrees. So,
right,
you know, to that end, it's great. The problem that most people seem to have with root cellars is humidity and mice. So
yes,
I mean, if you can somehow dodge, you know, that particular issue somehow, some way, great. Otherwise, I highly suspect that you're going to wind up creating a vicious rodent problem in your area.
Right. Well, my biggest thing, I've been thinking about building one, but I can't figure out how to keep the water that I know will seep in out. It almost have to be concrete block with some kind of sealer on it. Anyway, we got a caller real quick, Rick. Let's try to get him in. Yeah. Bob in Michigan. Good morning, Bob.
All right. Good morning, all. I've got my beginner's garden here I've been working on for 5 years now, and it's coming along really nice, thanks to Rick and all his pointers and what have you, and you too,
well, good.
And Lori. But I got a question here. How long can you keep home canned vegetables and still safely eat them?
Well, Tim, all right. You do that.
Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, no, I was going to say, no, you're going to explain the difference between water bath and pressure canning. So, because there's
pressure,
all the different
pressure only.
You know, yeah, you go ahead.
All right.
Well, Tim,
now,
you do it. This is you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. It will, if you keep it in a dark, cool location, it loses its nutritional value slower, okay? The reality is it'll keep. I've eaten canned bacon, for example, that was 40 years old, and it tasted exactly like the day it was cooked. And that was in 81. It was canned in 41, 20 years before I was born, and it was great. Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what, you can either hang on and listen, or
yes,
you can call back in the next segment. We're going to have Don Wiskin on in about 3 minutes, folks. It should be very interesting.
Okay, you want me to call back after Don?
Yeah, unless you got a question for him.
No, I don't. Well, I'm using Extendivite, and I've had wonderful results with it. So.
All right, great. We'll talk to you next half hour.
I'll call you in about a half an hour, but I've been trying for like 3 weeks to get through, and I can never get through.
Understood. All right, folks, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle